This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Chime has an unnatural fascination with Bob Seger.
Love Seger. I absolutely adore Seger. Mm. It is actually Saturday, Greg, upcoming this Saturday, is Bob Seger Day.
Oh, complete jinx scenario going on here in
what
front of
mean?
Our face.
I'm not you, so I'm good.
Yeah, you're probably all right.
On a day like this, too? Jeez.
I mean, I know. In this economy?
Yeah.
On a day like this, in this economy? Yeah, I mean, it does have an unbelievable catalog. Shine.
One of the greatest artists of our time, Greg.
Hit after hit after hit after hit. All right.
In this economy?
In this economy.
Oh, 79.
Is he 79?
79.
Yeah, he's getting up there.
Still young and spry.
Yes.
Night Moves, best song, probably.
Great song, Courtney.
Jones and Keefe coming up at 10. Lots going on, obviously. Lots to talk about when it comes to the Bruins and the moves that they made on Friday. Celts, Utah tonight after that win on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I am, by the way, I'm going to the game tonight, so I'm looking forward to seeing you if you are there.
Nosebleeds?
Does Greg ever sit in the nosebleeds? Let's be honest.
I don't know where I am. Going with clients this evening.
So sweet.
That LeBron flop on Saturday night
hilarious.
Is the most embarrassing thing I think I have ever seen in sports.
They called something, though. Did they call a technical foul?
Mitch has it.
Yeah, it's playing.
If you're watching the show on Twitch or you're watching the show on YouTube, I mean, there is no contact whatsoever with Jason Tatum.
No.
And he grabs his face like a child. Like, honestly, Wiggy, I know you defend him all
no,
the
no,
time.
I don't defend him. Listen, I think he's a great player, but he flops like crazy.
It is the most embarrassing thing. Like, dude, you're a grown man. You want to be mentioned in the same conversation with Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Does the elbow get him in the beginning, though, and it was a delayed reaction?
It does not.
No, that was a flop all day.
It does not. It is so embarrassing for a player like that.
But that's like, everybody in the NBA.
Wiggy,
even
stop,
though I'm not
stop,
a, stop it.
Stop.
We had the biggest flopper in NBA history in Marcus Smart. That's the way the game is today. Every shot, and that's even our own players, right? There are times when Tatum will go up and he'll flail back. I mean, that's like today's NBA. So as a fan of the NBA, I don't like it, but I criticize everybody in the league because everybody does that, not just LeBron.
He should be fined for that.
You would think I thought they had like where you could be fined for flopping.
You can. I think they fined Josh Hart.
Right.
So $2,000 for the Drew Holiday flop.
If $2,000 is really going to hurt his pockets.
Yes, exactly. If you really watch the NBA, that happens like it seems like every possession down on the court. I don't like it. Have you never watched Marcus Smart play?
I was watching that Saturday at the Hyatt Coconut Point in Bonita Springs. I thought somebody had shot him. Yeah. I was worried that he had been shot. It is bad.
It is bad. But did you not?
It's great acting, though, really. Like, to throw your head back in that manner is
committed. I mean, we had one of the best floppers in NBA history. Yeah. Did you not watch Marcus Smart for, like, 8 years?
Yeah, but people criticized him all the time.
Marcus Smart is not somebody who demands that they are mentioned in the same sentence with Michael Jordan.
Well, that's different. That's a different conversation.
Also, did you guys talk Friday about the fact that he got in Stephen A. Smith's face?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah.
And I would have did the same thing, though.
Yeah.
Huh? I would have did the same thing.
I think I would have, too.
Are you kidding me?
We were both saying this. Well, he came at him for his being a dad. Like, he wasn't just talking about Bronny as a player, or LeBron as a basketball player. I think that's, you know, that's off limits.
Is
talking
his
about
son
his
12 or is he an adult?
No.
You'd be mad if somebody said, like, oh, question your...
People say things
and it's not right.
About Brees. About I don't say it. Like he's an.
It's
Brees
not
is
right.
An adult.
No. But it's not saying anything about Brees. He wasn't saying anything about Bronny. He was saying something about LeBron as a dad. If you listen to the audio, he basically was almost like
he said, "Keep my son's name out of your mouth."
No, but if you listen to Stephen A. Smith,
said he came to me as a dad, not as a basketball player.
But if you listen to the original audio Stephen A. Smith, we never played the original audio. We never played that. The original audio was Stephen A. Smith basically like, LeBron, what are you doing? As a father, you need to stop. Like, so basically questioning LeBron as a dad on what he was doing.
Because he's arguing that LeBron is embarrassing his son. Like, that LeBron is putting undue pressure on his son.
Right.
He's questioning the way. Is it not okay for Stephen A. Smith to argue that?
No. You can criticize Bronny all day long about how bad of a basketball player is. You can criticize him for, you know, should not be in the league. Like, I get all those points. But when you start criticizing LeBron because of LeBron.
Why is Bronny currently on the Lakers roster?
It's definitely
his dad.
Yeah, because of his dad.
Right.
So Which is a great dad move.
Is it a great dad move? Because it's not working out well for Bronny. Like, that's what I'm saying is I don't know.
Is he playing that bad in G League?
Yeah, he's bad.
He's not good. Like,
but you know who we need right now? This is where Curtis would chime in and go, Greg, you're such a hypocrite. Because you can't say it's okay for Bill Belichick to give his kids a platform.
I think this is kind of different.
No. Different in the sense like all LeBron did was utilize his ability to get his kid in the league.
I would argue that at least in the case of Steve Belichick, he's a pretty good defensive coach.
Yes.
Yeah, but initially people
It's different. But like I'm looking at Twitch right now and a great dad move, really? Clap back 33. Yeah, I'm sure if you were an NBA player and you had a son who was also playing basketball, you'd do everything in your power to get them to be in the NBA.
It would be like if you criticize, because there were, we've talked about it before. Early in Stephen Belichick's defensive coordinator job, there were people criticized, say, oh, he can't do it. He's not good enough. He can't even talk to the team.
Wasn't it Devin who told us he walked into his first meeting? He's like, guys, I have no idea what I'm doing.
So people were criticized. So it would be like then you going on air and going, Bill, come on, man. As a father, what are you doing? Like, you need to stop this.
I'm talking to you from a father's perspective, Bill. I think you could say that if Steve Belichick was you know, had no place being there.
But people thought that he had no place being there.
In the beginning, he did. And he
so it's the same thing
okay,
as
so
Bronny.
You think Bronny is, he's weeks away from a triple-double?
No. There are plenty of bad rookies in the NBA. I guarantee if you go look, all the guys that were drafted in the NBA, there are a ton of rookies that are probably playing horrible. We don't criticize them because none of them, their fathers are LeBron James who play in the NBA. So there are plenty of guys we could probably criticize about how badly they're playing. Criticize that player. It would be no different early in Steven's career if we criticize Bill for him as a dad and basically saying, what are you doing to your son because you're not. No, you don't criticize the dad. You just criticize the player. And I think that's what LeBron is mad. I would be mad at it, too. I'd be like, listen, keep my son's name out your mouth. You want to criticize him? Criticize him and what he's not doing on the court.
It was such a hard-o move, though, on the court, in his face.
Yeah, but yeah. If he had, like Curtis said this on Friday.
Send him a text.
See, Curtis said the same thing. Like, if LeBron had just tweeted at him,
people would have been
so pissed.
No, don't tweet.
But, like if you see him in person, go up.
I think they have a relationship. Look at him there.
Yeah, he's telling him. Okay. He's telling him, I would have did the same thing. If you see somebody out in public and you get it, hey, this is my chance to talk to him and say, hey, listen, keep my kid's name out your mouth. You want to criticize him as a player? I'm fine.
It gives me PTSD from the Squire in Chatham. Oh. I was Stephen A. and LeBron was Jake DeBrusque. I said, you can't hit a man with glasses, Jake.
And you would criticize.
Thank God he's not here anymore.
You might not pull up on somebody because you don't fight, but you would definitely say something to somebody if they you said it to Gresh when he walked in for criticizing your son as a quarterback, and you were like, Gresh, what are you doing?
Ridiculous, Gresh.
Right, so you
in that Super Bowl.
Right, so you basically did what LeBron did
all over Breece Hill.
It's
as,
not right,
you know, as emergency quarterback in that game.
Right. And you called Gresh out for that when you saw him in person. So
violently.
You basically did what LeBron did.
Yes, I was very angry. I was very, very angry.
So, I mean, you and LeBron are not that much different.
Well, we are.
When it comes to raising your kids.
We are at the top of our game. But I don't. Do you now worry about the Lakers should the Kurtspiracy come true and they get all the way to the finals?
No, I'm not worried.
I'm not worried after Saturday.
Nope.
Yeah, they gotta win the Western Conference. I told you, it's gonna be tough for them to do that. I still think Oklahoma City's a better team. I think Denver's a better team. So they're gonna have to get to
OKC
the finals.
OKC is a really good basketball team.
I'm gonna try to go to that game on
Wednesday night.
Yeah, that's gonna be a good one.
All right, let's get to Courtney into what is trending right now.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. Legal tampering begins at noon today in the NFL. The league now calling it negotiation period, and there have been some wild moves that have already happened. We can start with the Pats. The Patriots are trading Devon Godchow to the Saints in exchange for a 7th-round draft pick. They signed Harold Landry to a 3-year, $43.5 million deal and are re-signing tight end Austin Hooper to a 1-year deal worth $5 million. The Steelers are getting DK Metcalf for a 2nd-round pick and flipping picks in the 6th and 7th rounds with the Seahawks. The Seahawks also trading Geno Smith to the Raiders. And the Bills extended Josh Allen through 2030, a record-setting deal with 6 years, $330 million, $250 million of that guaranteed. And reports are that Devontae Adams is to sign a 2-year deal with the Rams worth $46 million, $26 million guaranteed.
All right, and what was the Schefter report this morning, Shime? Steelers talking to Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, the Steelers are barking up the Aaron Rodgers tree on him possibly becoming their next quarterback.
All right.
The Sox beat the Braves yesterday 7-3. No game today for the guys. They have the Phillies tomorrow, and the Celtics are back in action tonight. They have the Jazz at the TD Garden. Tip is at 7:30. Al Horford and Jason Tatum are questionable for this one, while Kristaps Porzingis is listed as doubtful. And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Maloney did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. Here's Shime with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It's already up to 43 degrees here in the city of Boston. The high today is 56. Spring is right around the corner, and the warm weather's just starting to creep in just a little bit.